All right, welcome to episode one of the FitsPro podcast. I am using this first episode as kind of just an introduction to who I am as Annie Miller, as a professional strength coach, and as a entrepreneur. And then also what you can expect from me as a listener through this podcast and why I am starting it. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. So if you don't know me, I am known for being a quote breath of fresh air in the world of online fitness when it comes to social media platforms, specifically Instagram. I am real with my people while providing knowledge and educating them, and I am 100% here as in on any social media, on my blog, on this podcast, on Instagram, to serve my clientele, to serve my audience, and to create relationships. That is why I'm here 100%. So just a little bit about my current situation. My husband and I, my husband is Nate, and we are traveling the world for a year. Currently, while I'm recording this, we are in Poland. So this podcast will also get you up to date on how that happened and how we got here. So I just want to lay down the foundation in this episode, who I am as a coach, entrepreneur, and why I started this podcast, plus what you can expect from it. There is no transformation story here. So I have always been fit. I've always been active. I grew up on land. I climbed trees as a kid. I rode bikes. And we also had a pull-up bar and weights actually in our house. So my sister and I have an older sister. We used to play on those, and that was just a normal part of life for us. So I played soccer competitively and did competitive cheerleading as well, dabbled in gymnastics and track, but team sports are much more my thing. I love the team aspect of anything. I started lifting weights in high school, so it was a requirement for my competitive cheer squad that we lifted weights, and I quickly fell in love with it. I opted to take weightlifting instead of PE both my junior and senior year, and then graduated my senior year and was awarded the Marine Distinguished Athlete of the Year. So once I graduated, I had no desire to go away to college. Racking up debt and drinking didn't seem great, and I didn't have a passion that I really wanted to follow yet as far as having a degree. So I'm a homebody. I wanted to stay near my home. My sister had gone away to college to cheer in college, and that just wasn't a desire of mine. And just to get it out there as well, my parents were getting a divorce when I graduated. And so I used kind of that transition time. I moved out and lived with my mom, and I used that time to discover kind of what I wanted to do and determine, did I wanted to get a degree? Did I not want to get a degree, and what that was going to look like? So I didn't see the point in racking up debt for a degree I wasn't even sure about. That only took me one semester of being out of school to decide that I wanted to get a fitness training associate's degree from my local community college. I knew that I could get a certification over the weekend or something like that for a general personal training certificate of some kind, but I really wanted the education and to get some paper behind me. So I quickly realized in that two-year degree that I wanted more and that I wanted to be a college strength coach, which required me to get my CSCS. So for those of you who don't know, that is a certified strength and conditioning specialist. It's a certificate, and it is through the National Strength and Conditioning Association, the NSCA. So lots of letters, but basically I needed to get my CSCS to be a college strength coach, and getting your CSCS requires you to have a four-year degree. So that led me to getting my four-year degree in exercise and sports science. So remember, I am a homebody. I still had no desire to go away to school. I found the closest school to my home that had a degree in my field. I was willing to go for kinesiology, biomechanics, or exercise sports science. So I settled on exercise and sports science. I ended up having an amazing professor who was kind of newly integrating as I went there and changing the program that happened to be 100% in line with what I was passionate about, which was, you know, strength training. So fast forward to internships. I went to college to become a college strength coach. That was the goal. I had an end goal. There was a reason for being there and racking up that debt. So fast forward, I got an internship at University of Portland. It's a D1 university in my area. I loved every second of it. I interned there for 2 years and I learned so much. I learned about the athletes. I learned about programming. I learned about a ton about myself, about being a coach, about professionalism, and just about college strength in general. But I also learned that it was not for me. I did not want to be a college strength coach after that experience. Not because it was a bad experience, but just because it wasn't in line with what I wanted anymore for my life. So I wanted more freedom than what they had in their schedules. And I wanted to possibly make more, to get paid more, or at least have the potential to make more for myself. So for the first time in my life, I had no direction. And let me get something straight here. I am a hardcore type A personality, performance-driven, goal-driven, likes sequences, likes to have a plan, will execute a plan. So you can imagine what state I was in when I basically fulfilled my plan, right? So I interned as a college strength coach. I had the connections I needed to become a college strength coach. I passed my CSCS test and then had no idea what I was going to do anymore. So it was not a good place for me. Before Nate and I got married, I'm also married at this point. So before Nate and I got married, we kind of had a pact. We had an agreement that if he was moving up in his business that he had gotten hired for, then we would stay in Vancouver and I would figure out something. I didn't get to go get my master's degree. We would stay here and he would provide for us and I would figure out my life. So the flip side of that is if he wasn't moving up in that company, then we would follow me wherever I wanted to go to get my master's and further my education and my career. We stayed in Vancouver and I had to figure out what to do and do my own thing. I applied to personal training gyms in the area and across the river in Portland. And please understand that this is not what I wanted to do. Both of the places I applied to were personal training only. I knew that I didn't want to do classes or anything like that. I wanted to work one-on-one with people. So both places told me, quote, "You're way overqualified. Yes, we would love to have you. Please come in for an interview." It just did not feel right to me. And I don't do things that don't feel right. You know, when just in your gut, like in the core of your being, your body is telling you, no, this is not for you. Don't do it. It's not a good fit. It doesn't make sense. It's not right. That is how I felt about these, both these situations. So your gut and your intuition is so powerful and it's so full of purpose for people. As a human in general, if you can, especially as an entrepreneur, learn to listen to your gut and your intuition, it will be so powerful for you. I do not doubt that for one second. So I ended up training people in person at the cheer gym that I worked at. Luckily, the owner, basically her husband used to train people. So there was a squat rack, there was equipment there in the gym. I paid her a tiny overhead because she's amazing. And I started to build my in-person clientele there. So I was building my in-person clientele at the cheer gym. I was coaching competitive cheer and I was building my online side. So by 2015, I got a business license for my online business. I knew that I wanted to write programs. I was good at writing programs. I understood the science. I saw a need for it in the gym. I saw women doing workouts and lifts that just weren't efficient. And if they just had a program to follow, they could be making, they could be getting such better results and their form could be so much better if they were just educated. And I knew that I could do that. I knew that I could be the fix. So I started my online business. So I'm doing all three of these things. I have no clue what the hell I'm doing online with really any type of business at all. Anything technological was done with the help of the cheer gym owner, my friend, and now my branding photographer, Paige Major, which I will definitely have her on soon so that hopefully she can help you guys with some of the stuff that she has helped me with over the years. I asked for help. I bought courses. I trained people in person at 5 a.m. and coached competitive cheerleading until 9 or 9:30 p.m. Hustle is an understatement for this time in my life, folks. And if you listened to my intro, I am a sleep person. When someone asks me, oh, are you a morning person or a night owl? I'm like, I'm a sleep person. I like sleep. I want to go to bed by 10 and wake up whenever the heck my body decides to wake up. So getting up to, you know, help train people at 5 a.m., it's not the ticket for me, guys. I hated every second of it. It has nothing to do with the clients. I loved almost every client I had in person, but that schedule and that demand is just not for me. It was not working for me. I was figuring out literally everything as I went when it comes to the online side. So I was exhausted from basically working 40 plus hours a week between training people and coaching cheer, and then doing my side hustle. It was a legitimate side hustle in every definition of the word, which is why I'm here, to help make your life easier, hopefully, and to ideally help you avoid making the mistakes that I made. So that is just to catch you up from my college education, my experience, to changing career paths, to starting the online business. Fast forward to May 2017. I had built my online platform on Instagram. I had a blog, and Steph Godreau, who used to be Stupid Easy Paleo, asked me if I would be on the Women's Strength Summit. Holy pivotal point in my business, in my mindset, in my awareness of self. So I spoke on the Women's Strength Summit. I was exposed to other professionals in the field. I was exposed to a brand new audience who was loyal and valued what I had to say. That whole experience with Steph, that conversation with her, and the experience of being on the summit, being exposed to those other professionals, being exposed to this new audience, really made me realize my potential as an online trainer and the need for me, the need for Annie Miller and my philosophy and my expertise in this field. So slowly, I dropped in-person clients. At that moment, after that strength summit, I made a decision. I'm gonna do this online thing for my main income. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna build this empire, I'm gonna help people, and I'm gonna do it online. So slowly I started dropping in-person clients and used that extra time to build my online side. So for every hour I lost an in-person client for, I put that hour, I dedicated it to building my online side, building better programming, reaching out to other professionals in the field, prioritizing my blog and what I was posting on social media and so forth. I began to fall more in love with that side of things. So it was really just putting fuel on the fire every time I lost an in-person client. And again, this has nothing to do with not enjoying or not loving those in-person clients. I loved them, especially because of that in-person connection. You build a different relationship with people in person than you can online. So this has nothing to do with the people. It has to do with my dream and what I was wanting and seeing for myself and my future and my business. So dropping in-person clients, filling that time with building the online side, falling more in love with that effect and that impact that I was having online, I felt like this is my calling. Like, fitness was always my calling. I've always loved the body, but this is where I fit in. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So a year later, remember, this Strength Summit was in May 2017. A year later, Nate and I took off in May of 2018 to travel the world for a year, and my online business would be what supported us the entire way. Fam, proud and blessed does not even come close to doing this situation justice. The transition that happened and the things that fell into place for my life to change so much in a year, in 1 year, I can't put into words. So now here I am, traveling the world, doing this podcast so that I can connect and actually speak to my community. You know, I do IG stories, I post videos, but I'm hoping that I can reach a new level of connection with my people by doing this podcast, and that I can grow this community by conversing with other experts, people that I want to elevate in this industry, and honestly, that I selfishly want to talk to. You know, I have some professionals that I want to have conversations with, and this podcast, you know, completely transparently allows me to an opportunity to have those conversations. So I want to answer questions in depth, and I feel like I can do that better by talking. I am by nature a verbal processor, so I love to talk it out. I love writing, but talking gives just a different level of emotion and connection. So that is what I'm hoping to bring with this podcast. And as far as the fitness aspect, what you can expect, let's be so real, getting fit and strong is not easy. Developing habits, good habits, breaking old habits is not easy. Committing yourself to growth is not easy. Self-love is not easy. And starting and running a business is not easy, let alone having the balls or lady parts to start a business in the first place. So I want to touch on all of these. And yes, that will include mindset and nutrition and self-help techniques and learning from my own lessons. So my hope is to bring you my experience from my own training and injury history, lessons and techniques that I've learned through that, my lessons and tactics as a strength coach that I use that are effective, that haven't worked, and my guidance as an entrepreneur in the online fitness world specifically. I definitely want to bring on guests in the future, but no matter what, whether it's just me on a solo episode or with guests, the goal is to help you get better in the gym, get better as a coach or as a business owner, and hopefully just as a human being in general. Your girl is committed to helping shape other fits pros, coaches, and just humans in the health and fitness industry that are both, you know, equal parts authentic and real, and also no BS professionals. And I think it's important for me to define professional, because when I'm talking professional, I mean providing value and over-delivering on your services, constantly looking for education and betterment for yourself and for your business or your side hustle, whatever it is right now. I think that we as fits pros can be both inspiring and educational, that we can be inspiring and professional. And I think that amazing things happen when you commit to all of those. So that is who I am, how I got here, and what you can expect from this podcast. Until next time, this is Annie Miller. Thank you for listening to the Fits Pro Podcast.